So at that point, we decided, you know, and remember the patient was fatigued, so he was really not too fond of adverse events. So we decided to put the patient on pembrolizumab, which he tolerated quite well. And he showed, again, an initial disease stabilization, and we treated him for another 6 months. AFP, again, dropped a little bit.
Did he say, wow, this pembrolizumab is making me feel a lot better? Because really what was happening was he wasn't getting lenvatinib.
But that's, you know, yes, you're absolutely right. But, you know, that's what the patients tell you. They say, you know, this drug is just so much better. You know, it doesn't cause the adverse events and it makes me feel better, as you said, yes.
Is that what he said? Did he find life better off of the, you know?
Oh, yes. No, I mean, you know, and that's one other reason why, you know, in retrospect, I believe that the fatigue came from the treatment.
Interesting. So no autoimmune problems, hepatic function was stable.
Well, that's something that I would be very careful with. So we find a lot of endocrine disorders, you know, thyroid dysfunction. In this case, the patient did develop some thyroid dysfunction.
Really? Became hypothyroid?
Yes, which we see a lot. I mean, that's something that we see quite frequently. You know, it doesn't make us nervous anymore. Patients, in most cases, are completely asymptomatic. You see the most interesting constellations of TSH and T3, T4, but in most cases without any symptoms, so that it doesn't necessarily require that we interrupt the treatment.
Any skin problems? I hear about that too.
Well, we do find skin problems. Those are, to be honest, they have been mainly minor. There's a few cases that I can remember where we had severe skin problems. But in most cases, topical steroids really do their job. And, you know, this is basically coming out of practice. You know, sometimes there are issues that you wouldn't think of. What are you doing with a single patient? This was not this patient, but, you know, a patient that lives alone, they develop skin rash on their back.
Right.
You know, this is not this case, but, you know, I actually had a case. It was a female patient, and she developed a skin rash on her back, but she didn't have anybody to apply the cream to her back. So even a simple AE can actually turn out quite difficult for the patient. But in this case, you know, I said it was mainly the thyroid dysfunction, and he was doing well for approximately 6 to 8 months.
And then what happened?
Well, then, you know, he progressed. He was doing still very well, so cabozantinib was given to this patient. And that's basically something that we just started about 6 weeks ago. So, so far he's tolerating it pretty well, I have to say. I was a little bit skeptical in the beginning after his experience on the lenvatinib, how we will tolerate this. But I have to say, so far, he's been doing pretty well.
Yeah, it's really been hard to tease out the TKIs. You know, ramucirumab is a little bit of a different story. But in terms of, you know, for example, lenvatinib, regorafenib, sorafenib, cabozantinib, both in terms of tolerability and efficacy. I mean, of course, they're not much in way of head-to-head comparisons, but I kind of feel like I'm seeing more people go to cabozantinib. I'm not sure if they think it's more efficacious or better tolerated or both. I mean, I see you did it in this person. It was just a couple weeks ago. So is that the way you're approaching it?
Well, you know, remember, so the different drugs that we have are regorafenib. We know patients have to tolerate sorafenib. We have ramucirumab, patients have to have a high AFP. So cabozantinib is kind of a, you know, I guess we shouldn't say this, but it's a little bit more of a one-fits-all drug. So that's, I think, why you see it being used more than the other drugs.
That's interesting.